Skagway's first pot shop opens for business, and the Alaska Supreme Court rejects a Haines man's challenge to campaign disclosure rules. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. A legal challenge from a former Haynesboro Assembly candidate that went all the way to the Alaska Supreme Court was decided last week. On Friday, the Supreme Court rejected James Studley's challenge to certain Alaska Public Office Commission rules. Studley objected to a requirement that he provide real estate clients information on disclosure forms. In 2012, real estate broker Studley ran for Haynesboro Assembly. As a self-employed candidate for public office, he had to fill out a financial disclosure form listing any source of income over $1,000. But Studley did not provide his real estate clients' names and payments. He instead gave a general amount between $20,000 and $50,000 earned from real estate sales. The Alaska Public Offices Commission told Studley that was not sufficient, but he said the reporting requirements conflict with his duty to maintain client confidentiality. He provided some hypothetical examples of how disclosing client information might harm that person. He said the information might, for example, reveal a client is divorcing or filing for bankruptcy. APOC denied Studley's blanket exemption request. It said the public's right to know sources of a candidate's income outweighed any reason Studley had to keep the details private. APOC fined Studley $175 for the incomplete disclosure. Studley lost his bid for assembly, but he continued to challenge the APOC regulations. He appealed the $175 penalty to Superior Court. The court rejected the appeal, saying Studley did not provide sufficient evidence that he should be granted an exemption from providing the client information. Studley then appealed to the Alaska Supreme Court. He said real estate regulations that require a broker not to release confidential information conflict with the disclosure requirements. He went on to argue that that conflict infringed upon his constitutional right of candidacy and the privacy rights of his clients. The Supreme Court decision was written by Justice Daniel Winfrey. Winfrey says Studley did not demonstrate he was entitled to an exemption. Winfrey writes that the burden of proof was on Studley to show how the disclosures would harm his clients. Providing hypothetical examples was not enough. In his argument, Studley compared his situation to that of a doctor in a prior court case. Winfrey rejects that comparison, saying the physician-client relationship is not like the broker-client relationship. He says disclosure of real estate information is not detrimental in the way that disclosure of medical information may be. Justice Winfrey says Studley's claim that his client's constitutional privacy rights would be violated needs to be backed up by specific information, not by generalized hypotheticals. Winfrey says Studley's argument that his right to privacy was infringed also doesn't hold up because the required disclosures are not personal or intimate, and by voluntarily running for public office, Studley waived his rights to privacy. Studley did not return calls for comment by deadline for this story. He told the Alaska Dispatch News Friday that the disclosure laws prevent good people from running for office because of responsibilities like protecting client information. Skagway's first legal pot sales took place on January 20th. The Remedy Shop was the first marijuana retail business licensed in the state, but the store had to wait about 4 months for its first shipment of marijuana. Now, a green light shining in the window indicates the pot shop is open for business.
The ChemDog 91 is a sativa heavy hybrid. It's
Bud tender Reba Rady gives the pitch for each of the Remedy Shop's four marijuana strains.
All right, so I am taking out a bud from the Sour Al jar, which is the cultivator favorite, and I am putting it under the light tray so that you can check out, or the consumer can check out, the structure of the bud and basically how well it's been manicured.
That's when a couple customers walk in the door. This is a quiet time of the year for Skagway, with fewer than 1,000 year-round residents. But there's been a steady stream of patrons since the Remedy Shop started selling weed on January 20th.
For years, everyone's been told that it's illegal and you should hide.
That's Remedy Shop owner Tara Bass. She decided to open a pot shop because she saw it as a good business opportunity. She's not actually a marijuana user herself. She says the stigma that's grown around marijuana as an illegal drug is still there in some people's minds.
It was the first time in my life here that sometimes I get a little few sideways looks, but they're also very open to talk to me, which I appreciate, you know, because if they do want to talk about it, I'll talk about it to them. If they're uncomfortable, then I understand. You know, I've invited all the people that feel comfortable or uncomfortable to come in and learn about it if they want to.
The unease some feel about a pot shop just off Skagway's busy Broadway Street isn't the only challenge Bass has encountered as she navigates the budding industry. It took 4 months to get her first 5 pounds of marijuana. She bought it from a cultivator in Sitka called Northern Lights Indoor Gardens.
The whole state is dried up. There's not enough cultivators on the market at the moment. Right now there's 3 stores that are open with product in the entire state at the moment.
The cultivator arranges transportation of the product to a testing facility and to the retailer. Since marijuana is illegal federally, there's been concern about how businesses can transport product around the state. Northern Lights Gardens didn't return calls for this story. But the Alaska Marijuana Control Office says if the transportation of marijuana meets state regulations, it should be permitted by the federal government under what's called the Cole Memo. The Cole Memo says the federal government will allow businesses to engage in federally illegal activities like growing, selling, and transporting pot as long as state standards are followed. There are still questions Bass has for the Marijuana Control Office. She's hoping to get permission to use the shop's backyard as a sort of beer garden where people can smoke the joint they just bought on site.
We'll be able to see the mountains in the back and stuff, so we hope that that all goes through. And if it doesn't, if we have to go through more hoops, we'll go through more hoops because we've gone through a lot already. And if they say jump, we say how high.
The Remedy Shop has been a hit with Skagway locals. In the first few days after the store's soft opening, more than 100 people came through the door. Jack Einhoff is one of them.
I bought something called The Bomb. It's 18.13% indica. It's 1 gram, and it cost me $23.
Einhoff is an ivory carver. He says smoking marijuana helps his productivity.
I'm getting a little glaucoma in one eye, but and when I'm carving, I squint a little bit, and I take a hit, and boom, I can see your soul.
For now, the Remedy Shop is serving mostly local customers like Einhoff. The business is likely to see a huge increase in the summer when hundreds of thousands of cruise ship tourists visit Skagway. Bass says she has no idea whether she'll be able to meet demand.
We might open up for a day or two and be out. I don't know. This is what's interesting about this industry is nobody knows what it's going to be.
For now, the Remedy Shop is open during limited hours. Bass is planning a grand opening of the store in March. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. And a note on a timing change for a couple local newscasts this week. On Wednesday and Thursday, the KHNS Evening News will air at different times because of Haines Glacier Bears basketball games. Instead of the usual 6 p.m. spot, we plan to air the newscast Wednesday and Thursday at 5:20 p.m. and in between games at approximately 7 p.m.